This is your community radio station, 88.3 Southern FM.
Coming up right now is the Space Show. Welcome to the Space Show, presented by members of the Space Association of Australia. Hello, I'm Andrew Rennie. On this week's The Space Show, India was the first horse out of the gates in this year's space race. The first orbital launch of 2024 was carried out on January the 1st, yes, New Year's Day, from the Satish Dhawan Space Centre in Sriharikota, which is on the coast of the Indian state of Andhra Pradesh. Here's how it went.
We are very close to the launch, and let me quickly run you through the flight events. About the nominal flight timelines for the PSLV C-58 Exposat mission. At T0, which is scheduled at 9 hours 10 minutes, the first stage PS1 ignites and followed by the ignition of the two strap-on motors 400 milliseconds later. The strap-ons continue to burn for 70 seconds, after which they are separated from the ongoing launch vehicle. The PS1 stage, that is the core S-139, separates 109 seconds into the flight. By this time, the launch vehicle would have gained an altitude of 57 kilometers and acquired a relative velocity of 1.6 kilometers per second.
All sub sound.
The stage 2 ignites after PS1, continues to burn for 152 seconds. Operational time for PS3 is 124 seconds. PS4 will operate for 247 seconds. Then the injection parameters
minus
will be achieved.
Seconds. VSPP opened.
Minus 15 seconds. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Lift plus off 5 normal. Seconds.
Bright morning of the New Year's Day New made training. Brighter by a majestic liftoff. PSLV C-58 carrying India's X-ray polarimetric satellite towards its destination. Nominal thrusting by PS1 stage. Nominal burn time for the strap-ons is 70 seconds and the core motor 409 seconds. Charge tracking station currently tracking the flight.
Ground lift strap-on separated.
The polar satellite launch vehicle rocket launched eastward across the Bay of Bengal, placing the X-ray polarimeter satellite into an orbit of altitude 650 kilometres and inclination to the Earth's equator of 6 degrees.
Exposat satellite separated.
And there is a confirmation that the Exposat satellite has been separated.
But mission is continuing for PS4 orbit platform experiment, that is POEM-3, with two phases of four-stage restart. After two phases of restart, PS4 stage orbit will be changed to 350 km circular. The first phase for PS4 restart happens in non-visibility period. The second phase of PS4 restart takes place in the visibility period of Trivandrum in orbit 2. During the non-availability period, ground rays will be updated by extrapolation on the video wall. The non-visibility period is approximately 4,500 seconds. All the stations involved in operation shall continue in positions. Handing over to Mission Director.
This feature from the Indian Space Research Organisation describes the ExpoSat.
The universe is eternally captivating to humankind. The emissions from celestial objects such as black holes, neutron stars, and other energetic events arise from intricate physical processes and provide a formidable challenge to understand. In order to surmount this challenge, ISRO is gearing up to launch India's first dedicated polarimetry and spectroscopy satellite, ExpoSat. It aims to carry out research in space-based polarization measurements of X-ray emission from celestial sources. The ExpoSat satellite will be carried by a four-stage DL variant of the PSLV C-58 rocket from the first launch pad of the Spaceport of India, Satish Dhawan Space Center, SDSC Shar, Sriharikota. ExpoSat will be positioned in a circular low Earth orbit with an altitude of 650 kilometers and 6 degree inclination. The ExpoSat satellite has been configured in a modified IMS-2 bus. ExpoSat has been ingeniously engineered to accommodate a duo of payloads, namely Pollux and Expect. Pollux is realized by the Raman Research Institute, Bengaluru. It will measure the polarization of X-rays in the energy band of 8 to 30 kilo electron volt emanating from about 50 potential cosmic sources. URSC ISRO realized Expect. It will carry out long-term spectral and temporal studies of cosmic X-ray sources in the energy band 0.8 to 15 kilo electron volt. ExpoSat, through its X-ray polarization measurements and analysis of long-term spectro-temporal variability, aims to provide essential insights into the nature of high-energy cosmic sources in astronomy. The lifespan of the ExpoSat satellite is expected to be 5 years. Subsequent to the injection of the ExpoSat satellite, the terminal stage of the launch vehicle PS4 will be restarted twice in order to reduce the orbit to a 350 km circular orbit. The PSLV Orbital Experimental Module 3 will conduct the scientific experiments on 10 payloads from ISRO and various private space agencies. With this launch, ISRO will be able to broaden its scope in the field of astronomy and play a crucial role in developing competence in X-ray polarimetry and spectroscopy in India, which will lay the foundation for future enhancements and foster collaboration within the astronomy community.
Well, having dropped off ExpoSat, the PSLV's PS4 rocket stage was then lowered to a 350 kilometre altitude orbit. Any excess propellant vented, and then 10 attached experiments, collectively known as POEM 3, were switched on.
Outer space is closer to Melbourne than Geelong, Ballarat, or Bendigo. The Space Show, Wednesdays at 7 p.m.